Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery holding up? Mine's been draining lately, consumed by the darkness of true crime tales. But amidst the shadows, it's crucial to remember to prioritize our mental well-being. Just like unraveling a twisted plot, therapy helps me untangle the knots in my mind. It's about gaining clarity, finding strength, and reclaiming control over your life. Considering therapy, BetterHelp offers a lifeline in the darkness. It's completely online, giving you the freedom to seek help in your own terms. And with a simple questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who understands your unique struggles. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/foul today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/foul, FOUL. Hello, friend. The death of an individual at the hands of another is a cruel and irreversible event. Whether premeditated or impulsive, a life is extinguished, leaving one individual in place of two. As the perpetrator flees to conceal their culpability, the victim is left unable to identify them. When Sherry Jo Bates was murdered on October 30, 1966, in Riverside, California, the killer silenced her ability to tell her story. Their unseen escape left behind only a faceless silhouette, obscuring the identity of the individual who took her life so violently. There have been extensive efforts to identify this individual. Two suspects sit at the top of the pile. One was a student at college with Sherry Jo, a boy known to her and someone who may have felt jilted by her. The other is the serial predator we have come to know as the Zodiac Killer, a stranger who kills for the excitement it brings him and the games he can play with authorities afterward.
Sherry Jo Bates was a beautiful 18-year-old woman who lost her life on college grounds late one October evening, 58 years ago. As Riverside detectives launched what would be a decades-long investigation, they collected crucial evidence: strands of hair clenched in her hand, scrapings from under her fingernails, and fingerprints from greasy marks on her VW Beetle. Evidence, it was hoped, that would solve her murder. The local student, whom Riverside police have kept as their prime suspect, has never been identified publicly. Bob Barnett is a pseudonym given to him by a leading Zodiac researcher in his investigations of the case. On November the 3rd, 1966, Barnett is believed to have been around the same age as Sherry Jo. He was interviewed by police and told them his parents had been away the night of the murder. He said he worked a night shift at an airport factory after playing basketball with friends in the afternoon. His story checked out. Barnett had clocked into the factory at 11:54 p.m. on October the 30th for a shift that began at midnight. His movements in the evening hours in between, however, remain unclear. Bob Barnett did have an intriguing tale for detectives. Cold case expert Kenneth Maines investigated the death of Sherry Jo Bates for the History Channel's Hunt for the Zodiac Killer. He reported Barnett claimed to have been at Sandy's restaurant the morning of Sherry Jo's murder, having breakfast alongside Sherry and her father. Barnett asserted that Joseph Bates paid for his meal, a claim Mr. Bates has strenuously denied. He was in the restaurant with Sherry Jo that morning, but has no knowledge of Bob Barnett. It seemed an unusual lie and was interpreted as an attempt to insert himself into the investigation. When asked to take a lie detector test, Barnett declined.
In 1968, almost 2 years later, Riverside police received information from a jailhouse informant. He said he was at Riverside College with Barnett and his friend and boasted about killing Sherry Jo. It was startling information that propelled Bob Barnett to be the prime suspect in this case. Under questioning, Barnett denied making such comments. This time, when asked, he agreed to a polygraph test. The results were inconclusive. By the middle of the following year, almost 400 miles away and across three different locations, a ruthless killer had taken four lives and left two traumatized survivors. In amongst it all, he announced himself in phone calls and terrifying letters with a self-proclaimed moniker, the Zodiac. On October 20th, a joint police agency meeting shared vital information on the Zodiac case from different jurisdictions. Riverside representatives learned the details of the Lake Berryessa attack. The similarities with the murder of Sherry Jo Bates were undeniable. That evening, the letter from Riverside Police to Napa County was typed up. It was the first time the case of Sherry Jo Bates will be linked to the Zodiac Killer. As the months went by, despite best efforts by Riverside detectives, leads dried up, and no new evidence came to light. Bob Barnett left Riverside and moved abroad for employment. The murder case of Sherry Jo Bates went cold.
14 years later, on May the 30th, 1982, Riverside Police reignited the investigation, prompted by new information. Detectives took the opportunity to say they did not believe that Sherry Jo had been murdered by the Zodiac Killer. Their focus was on their prime suspect. Interviews with Barnett's associates were underway, with intentions to present their case to the district attorney. Statements from Barnett's friends claimed he was romantically involved with Sherry Jo at the time of her death. Three friends claimed Barnett had confessed to them, saying he had killed Sherry Jo. The district attorney, however, did not think the case was strong enough, and once again the investigation stalled. In the winter of 1998, Bob Barnett made a return visit to Riverside. Detectives secured a search warrant to obtain samples for detailed forensic analysis. Now, 32 years after Sherry Jo's death, advancements in technology had enabled the development of a full DNA profile from the evidence collected at the crime scene. Barnett was stopped at Ontario Airport in Canada and willingly gave hair, blood, and saliva samples to detectives. The results were negative. Bob Barnett's DNA and fingerprints did not match those found on Sherry Jo's VW Beetle or her body. There was no physical evidence to link Bob Barnett to the murder of Sherry Jo.
The case of Sherry Jo Bates remains a mystery, intertwined with the questionable involvement of the Zodiac Killer. It has made it one of the most debatable in his infamous legacy. The cryptic words of the zodiac may be crafted for impact rather than truth, leaving uncertainty about his confession to activity in Riverside. This case is another puzzle for a killer who revels in games and enigmas long after his crimes are committed. The killer of Sherry Jo Bates may be someone who has never been on the radar of the police. Someone who has used the controversy and zodiac connection to creep further away, and so far, to get away with murder. Amidst this mystery, one fact remains stark. The individual who took Sherry Jo's life shattered her dreams and left her family in darkness. It is a hope that one day justice will prevail for her.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Vim, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.